Welcome to Bold Statements 2K16 Edition. I'm your host, Terry Montalvo.
And I'm Nick Goshalek, and where's the pop? Where's the pop in the comeback? We've been off for like, what six,
pop?
7 months?
The
what intro. Pop? We've been off for a long time. Our fans want us back.
The demand is we just rekindled the podcast.
Okay, just continue. Go on.
All right. So, yeah, we've been gone for a little bit. We had some things going on, and we needed to recuperate and figure out, like, Nick?
No, you're doing a good job.
What to look for?
No, basically, we have gone through a couple of things in our life, and it kind of derailed our successful podcast here. But we're back, hopefully better than ever. Couple of advances in technology for us, so hopefully the podcast will be sounding a little bit better and more.
Yeah, we're hoping for bigger and better things now that we're back, and we're going to get back rolling.
All right, and speaking of bigger and better,
Steph Curry, NBA MVP two times in a row now.
Unanimous vote, right?
Unanimous vote. First time that's happened.
Do you think he's derailing the NBA and the style of play? Do you think it's kind of nerfing down the aggressiveness in post-play?
I think aggressiveness in basketball started to go out when they introduced the rule where you can't even put a hand when you're the defender. And it's like, I don't know, Jordan had a lot more intense defense when he played.
Yeah.
And I think that, like,
I mean, also the level of players and the talent was, I think, a little bit more.
There were way more legends.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
every team had a big,
you,
like,
I mean, you know, there's Kobe, LeBron, there's a few big names, but, like, there's not all these superstars that they used to have.
It's like Steph Curry, LeBron.
Yeah.
Durant.
Like, I'm talking,
Durant.
Like, people that, like, nationwide kind of would
know
the names.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah.
Those,
like,
are really the only players,
those,
like,
are really the
if
ones
you don't
that
know anything about basketball, though, they
exactly.
People recognize those.
Like, Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq was a name.
He was
you
universal.
Knew,
yeah. He
even
crossed
if you
over
did,
to
even,
Hollywood.
Even,
and,
yeah. Even if you didn't pay attention to basketball, he was a name. I think Steph Curry's starting to branch there a little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been brought up in rap songs and stuff like that. He's mentioned a lot, so yeah.
Yeah, well, he's an entertaining player to watch.
Especially with those threes like we were talking about. 400 threes this year. Broke his record from, like, last year, was it?
Yeah.
Over 300 threes?
Well, we'll see if next season he...
We'll go for the five.
Yeah, the 500.
So,
Well, I do know, like, some people, like, the Space Jam director, because Space Jam 2 is happening with LeBron James.
Finally.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's about time. When they...
Do you think Wayne Knight's going to come back?
I don't know
maybe,
if he's that relevant.
Maybe Bill Murray.
Didn't he lose the weight, Wayne Knight?
I think so, but I think he gained it back, because I remember in a Punisher Warzone, a cold favorite, he popped up as a character that helped the Punisher or whatever, and he was still kind of big, so that was only a couple years ago.
Yeah, they always gain it back. But the director of the original Space Jam, he talked about LeBron and saying that the new Space Jam is doomed because LeBron's already past his prime. And the film is 2 years away, and Steph Curry is the face of the NBA right now. And it's like, why isn't WB going with Steph Curry for Space Jam?
I mean, LeBron is now turned into the Kobe of the league, the old man, the old legend. But I still feel like there's enough buzz around him.
But even Kobe beat LeBron in jersey sales.
Oh, I understand
this
that.
Year.
I understand that. There's
like,
a lot of people in LA.
This season.
There's a lot of people in LA.
Okay, yeah, still.
But
LeBron should
be. I think it'll be fine. I think the Looney Tunes will be back in action. And
Looney Tunes.
A little nod to the Brendan Fraser classic.
God. Well, speaking of bringing things back, the Jumanji reboot.
Beautiful
the
transition.
Rock. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
I believe I read something today.
Yes, sources are reporting
Jack Black
has joined the cast.
A quick little side note on Jack Black. I was doing some, searching on Twitter and, you know, popping up things. And
yeah, there was unreleased audio.
There was I forgot the website. God, I'm going to shoot myself. I can't remember this website. But anyway, I found this crazy clip of him actually trying out for Gandalf.
Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
Comedy star Jack Black.
Wow.
Gandalf. I don't see the connection or correlation and why he would want to do that.
Well,
but,
like, I know Sean Connery is up for the role, but Jack Black?
I think Jackson was trying to maybe go for a younger interpretation, maybe a little more comical sense. I mean, Hobbit was a bit more comical. Maybe he was leaning at first towards a more comical.
Well, maybe this is where, like, Jackson got to know Black and
cast
him for King Kong.
Oh, there you go. See,
maybe
he was like, oh, finally get your due, maybe get one of my films.
So what'd you find on him?
Oh, yeah, we'll play the clip.
You shall not pass. You shall not pass. You shall not pass. You shall not pass.
That was Jack Black trying out for Gandalf?
You wouldn't believe it, right? But yeah, I mean, this is... I was stunned by... I was stunned.
Why would Jackson put him in King Kong?
I mean, maybe he saw something we didn't, but I mean,
I didn't mind Black in the role.
I didn't mind it either, but I mean, just
as
hearing...
Gandalf,
yeah, but that. Hearing this now really kind of, like...
Yeah.
Shaking my head here, wondering why he would maybe even consider doing something like that.
That would have been some terrible cinema.
So what's next on the old news topics?
Well, back to more movies. Captain America Civil War was released.
And now, before we get into Civil War stuff, I'm sure we're going to actually probably go into a little detail here about how the story plays out. So we'll mention spoiler alert or something like that before we actually mention any of those things. So.
And we should probably initiate the spoiler alert now.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
You alright?
Yeah,
okay. So.
Spoiler alert.
Had a good weekend at the box office.
Yes.
Around 180 million. I think it was fifth of all time.
Scooping.
Marvel Cinematic Universe is still strong. What'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was a strong Marvel film. I mean, all the Captain Americas have been throughout the years, so I kind of lived up to the whole Captain America thing. I thought it was the Avengers movie that we should have had.
I was a little mixed on it.
Yeah, I read your Facebook posts.
Oh, God.
Wasn't
a little salty, huh?
Well, no, I just, you know, you talk about tones and stuff like that, and I felt like it had a great tone, and talked about the airport scene a little bit. And,
I feel there's a happy medium between the jokes of Marvel films and the super seriousness of Batman v Superman.
Okay, we're going to talk about Batman
and
v Superman.
It's Spider-Man 2. That's the happy medium.
It lets the
emotional moments play out without having a... It's like they can't resist to say their next quip or punchline. The writers want you to know how smart they are.
But talk about examples. Give me examples in Civil War.
Like...
Spoiler alert.
It's just, okay, the airport scene comes and it really loaded on a lot of quips and one-liners. And it was all played for... It was played mostly
but
for
But you
laughs.
Gotta understand, too, like, they're not fighting normal people. I mean, these are basically... godlike figures,
okay,
and they're fighting each other. And basically, if you've seen the movie, spoiler alert, Tony Stark was not looking to, like, kill, and his group was not looking to kill, like, Captain America's group. They were looking to stop and bring them in.
But when friends fight, there's not a humorous tone to it.
But, I mean, a lot of them, besides Captain America and Tony Stark and Captain America were the only ones really having a vendetta against each other. The other ones were fighting just because they were helping out their leader.
And they also felt a little added just for the connection's sake.
It's Civil War. It's the heroes fighting
each
other.
Is it Civil War? Because in the comics, Captain America dies in Civil War, and I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, if you kill Captain America, where is Disney going to make all this money then?
I mean,
come on. You gotta,
it's all about the dollar.
And then at the end of the day, it is. So.
It's about the dollar.
All right, that was a forced leave. I apologize for him. But anyway, yeah, Captain America was really good. I thought it was excellent. I thought Ant-Man was really well done. Spoiler alert, he gets big in this one.
Giant Man,
yes. We finally get to see it. Probably going to see more of that in the Ant-Man and Wasp film, which just cast Sharon Stone in what she calls a wee part, so we're probably all assuming Janet Van Dyne.
Yeah, and I mean, she'll be reteaming with Michael Douglas for
Basic
Ant-Man
Instinct.
And Wasp. That would be some big publicity.
Yeah,
right,
so
there.
Marvel's got everything pretty much set up there.
Oh, Marvel business-wise, they know what they're doing. Are you looking forward to these? Like, you want to see more of the MCU?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've been consistent the last couple years at least. I haven't been a big fan of the Iron Man film since the first one.
Even though I don't love every entry, I'm always looking forward to
it. Yeah, I'm always
going to
be there.
Like, it's just the world is building so much in these films that it really is impressive how they're connecting all of them.
It would be more impressive to me if they actually, like, learned to incorporate the Netflix TV show characters. Because they're apparently in the same universe, but... They want nothing to do with them. And I understand,
I've heard there's disputes between,
like
television
yeah, it's like
and
it,
Marvel.
They're, like, separate, film and television,
mm-hmm.
which is understandable, I get that. But if you're gonna say it's set in this universe, you don't have to have Daredevil, you know, like, on Captain America's side. Just allude to him. Because there was a scene, spoiler alert, in Civil War where Tony Stark recruits Spider-Man. And, like, he has footage of him, you know, fighting and, like, you know, saving people and stuff. I don't see why he couldn't have footage of Daredevil.
Yeah.
I mean, where is that footage? I mean, he was fighting in the hand, spoiler alert, in Daredevil Season 2 and 1. So, I mean, there has to be some sort of footage around on him, you know, even the Punisher. So I would like to see eventually that crossover.
The Punisher's getting really popular with Jon Bernthal.
Which,
fan demand, he got his own show.
Finally. I mean, we've talked about this in private talks and stuff, that he probably would get his own show. And
yeah.
Barenthal did an excellent job in season two. Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he was well-deserved.
It's good he's finally getting in the spotlight.
And he's still doing movies, because isn't he in the new Ben Affleck movie?
Yeah, The Accountant.
Yeah.
Looks, the trailer just came out tonight.
I mean, he's having a really great career. Hopefully, we'll see him at MegaCon, which we'll be attending in a couple weeks.
Oh, yes, yeah. We're going to be at MegaCon.
Orlando,
May 25th.
May 25th. Yeah, I think it's all week, 4-day weekend or something. I don't know exactly the details. But we are excited to go, and hopefully some of our fans will pop up, if there are any. Scoop. I think we scooped ourselves.
I think that's wishful thinking.
See, that's where that was a better place.
Of
a line.
So, I don't want to, put a bad mental image in anyone's mind, but Caitlyn Jenner is going to be posing nude for Sports Illustrated with Bruce's gold medals and the American flag.
Fucking disrespectful, honestly.
Honestly, like,
hashtag disrespectful.
I don't know how I feel about someone nude with the American flag, like.
No, it's fine, but, like, let's not put that on the man-beast, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, God, the man-beast.
The man-beast.
I
mean, man-beast.
This is my thing. Doesn't she say, like, oh, that was Bruce? Like, she considers it a different person?
Yeah, like, it's basically Bruce is dead.
So then why is Caitlyn posing with Bruce's medals?
To pay homage to Bruce, maybe.
I don't know. It all seems flimsy. Isn't there a rumor now, too, that, like, she's detransitioning?
Yeah, I read something, I think actually earlier today, that there were some rumors that she wants to detransition, and then her, like, agent had to debunk that and stuff like that. But, I mean, we're starting to hear those rumors, and we've literally talked about this on previous podcasts, where I feel like this all, like, was a stunt.
Yeah.
Literally had, like, a discussion about this.
It is the Kardashian family.
And honestly,
all for publicity.
We talked about this. There was a reason why he didn't get rid of his penis. There was a reason behind it. I mean, he's got some balls, if you ask me. Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. Come on.
Well, I need a moment to compose myself.
And we're back.
with the Caitlyn Jenner, the reoccurring.
You could always lean on Caitlyn for some great fun news.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know we were gone for a while, right? Like, when was the last podcast?
I think sometime in October, maybe, or like second week of October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
How the times, they have changed.
Yeah, there was a lot that went on. We lost a lot of people, I think, in the last like 5-6 months.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
There's been a lot of people. So we just want to, take a moment and pay our respects.
Yeah.
So this is our in memoriam for Bold Statements 2K16. You had David Bowie. Prince. China.
Yes, wrestler China.
Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar.
Tupac's mom.
Tupac's mom.
Ted Cruz's campaign.
Oh, and Donald Trump's dignity.
Abe Vigoda. Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan. Oh, wait. Doris Roberts, too. That old bitch from...
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to call her?
Oh, no, I mean,
Doris Roberts here. I'm the old bitch from Everybody Loves Raymond. Raymond! How you doing there, Raymond?
That's terrible.
Do you want a casserole,
that's
Raymond?
I don't even want to know your Brad Garrett.
Hey, everybody.
What was that?
Hey, Raymond. I'm Brad Garrett. I'm the bumbling brother on this shitty sitcom.
All right.
I'm also... The Stonehenge.
All right, well, I'm going to cut this off. And
you opened up a can of worms, which is also a can of worms, my favorite Disney original movie that they don't play anymore in the Disney channel, which they can go fly a kite, if you ask me. Continue.
We're going to go to commercial break.
We got a sponsor. We're back on the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take it away. If you got a flow that's got to go, Red Clam Tampons. Plug it up.
And that was Red Clam Tampons.
Yes. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Just plug it up.
All right. So Emma Watson, did you hear what happened with her?
Something with the Panama Papers.
Yep. Emma Watson's name. Little Miss, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, men are so evil.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. She has been you know, putting her money offshore so she can avoid paying taxes.
Oh, it's...
I'm glad she contributes to her own country, you know.
That's wonderful. I wonder if she has a spell in her spell book that gets her out of this situation.
Wingardium.
I didn't do it. Leviosa.
Oh, God.
All right, it wasn't the best joke, but it wasn't
that?
The worst joke.
All right. I've heard worse in the Marvel films. Oh. All right.
You know what the biggest joke was?
The
joke was on me when I paid money to see Batman vs. Superman, and it was marketed as this, like, big fucking fight,
and then
all of a sudden, guess what? Spoiler alert. Both their moms have the same name of Martha, so guess what? Spoiler alert. They stopped fighting.
Oh, all right. Well.
You heard it here.
Rant, all right?
They stopped
Let's
fighting.
Let's get back to Emma Watson.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I just think that, like, she puts on this front, like, oh, I'm a little, you know, nice girl.
Similar to the front
speaker
that Batman vs. Superman put on, like, it was actually going to be a good movie. And
we
backtracked and we saw it and was like, wow, we're back to almost Batman versus Batman and Robin days. So
I enjoyed it.
All right.
All right.
You enjoy watching turds on screen? Pooh Affleck?
Pooh Affleck? That's the best
we'll get.
Have.
We'll get hashtag Pooh Affleck trending.
No, we will not.
Pooh Affleck. All right,
so Emma Watson,
yes.
You know, tries to put this image on that she's
Hermione Granger.
Yes, that she's this nice girl, you know. Oh, I'm out for women's rights and all that. Well, is it a woman's right to, like, you know, illegally put your money?
I mean, honestly, like, if a guy can do it, why can't the woman?
I mean, yeah, but it's like...
See what I'm saying there? Like, I see
men
her
shouldn't
point.
Do it either.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
you know, everyone pays fucking taxes. Like,
do they?
Do it. No, they don't. I mean, obviously Emma Watson doesn't.
Exactly. So.
All right. Well,
she's a lying, trifling bitch.
You know.
That will get hers.
Well, we'll get to a topic worse than that, though.
Maybe maybe she'll be sentenced to a term in Azkaban.
All right. So, George Zimmerman.
Yes.
He's auctioning his gun. Did you just say yes? I just comprehended that.
I'm a big believer...
Oh, you're excited in the topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, George Zimmerman, he's auctioning...
Fucking Nancy Reagan, though? Shit.
That's what you think about?
No, I'm not shocked that, like, she just died. I'm shocked that she isn't dead already. Like, I thought she had died years ago, to be honest. Like, I'm still comprehending that. Like, I was, like, fooled. Like, oh. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Honestly, I was stunned, too.
I was a little
floored.
I
was like, what?
Oh,
Nancy,
like,
Reagan?
Hmm.
All right, but George Zimmerman...
Well, she had to go, like, 105 then.
96.
Christ.
Well, George
Zimmerman... Do you think she seemed like anymore?
You got a problem, dude? It'll be another 6 months.
Yeah, believe me, I wouldn't doubt it.
No.
No, but yeah, Nancy... okay, I'm going to stop here.
George Zimmerman is
yes.
auctioning his gun that he, you know, fired the bullet that killed Trayvon Martin.
No, honestly... I'm not joking or interrupting you, but I actually would have thought that they would have held that gun, maybe.
Honestly, I thought that too, and
like,
I kind of did, like,
evidence or something in the case.
I tried to think of, like, oh, research and whatnot, but I think maybe when the court trial was over
and he's not guilty,
it's his. That is
yeah.
his possession. Still,
he gets it back.
He gets it back. And
that
so,
is weird, though.
Yeah, and he's auctioning it off for a minimum of $5,000. That's the starting bid.
What about the gun he used to shoot the guy's, like, window out? In the road rage.
Was that official?
I believe
it was
so.
A rumor.
No.
Oh,
like,
no,
the guy
official?
Was like, yeah, the guy was like,
maybe it's the same gun.
It could be.
It adds value to it.
Hey, that's another 2K right there.
But, I mean, how insensitive is that? Like, I get, like, he had this whole ordeal with him.
But, look, I mean, whatever your belief is on the Trayvon situation, it doesn't really bode well for the people who actually did believe Zimmerman was in the right. I mean, he's done so many
exactly.
like, outlandish
just,
things since that trial. And it's like, you really start to, like, wow, like...
It's very tasteless. You have to consider the family is going to read the article themselves.
I mean, the guy's in the news, like, every other weekend almost.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
And this guy is, like, literally flaunting the gun and making profit off of the gun.
I mean, he has a fucking minor celebrity over the fact that he murdered a black teenager. And, you know, we weren't there. We don't know the actual, like, you know, what was said, like, Trayvon, what he said, but... At the end of the day, there was a black kid that was dead.
Yeah, and
you know
I think
saying?
That,
and I don't think he should be using that fame, quote unquote, as a way of getting money out of it. Like, I just, like, let it go. You actually got out of, like, you know, a jail sentence for killing a kid. Just move on. Everybody just wants to move on.
Don't
like, let it go.
It off of it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, how really tasteless of a human being are you?
Yeah.
Almost as tasteless as Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
okay, what does that have to do with
it? Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, the American flag thing. Like, so
oh,
tasteless.
Yeah, that is tasteless.
Also
yeah.
Tasteless that, you know, she wants to become a female.
Why is that tasteless?
Because, like, you know, you're born a gender, you stick with your gender. I mean, that's the one thing that we have no control over.
I mean, I honestly, I'm not like against.
I'm not against,
I'm not against
it at all.
I'm
just saying, I'm a personal belief.
I just would like to see the scientific evidence.
Yeah.
I know that when it comes to what you are into,
yeah.
As far as like straight, gay,
yeah.
Bisexual, there is no proving that. You can't put that on paper.
You can't prove what somebody wants.
You can't. You cannot prove what somebody wants. That is something that the person themselves
yeah.
feels.
But when you claim you want to be a different gender, I feel
like you have a gender. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some scientific evidence with the hormones
or honestly,
something.
Maybe we don't see it because we don't feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's 100%. Look,
but it's just, I just would like there to be more studies done. And if you want to support that cause,
yeah.
You should be spreading that information out more. And that's what makes me
and honestly,
question
I think,
it because there I haven't seen it.
And
yet.
I think, honestly, what really makes me, like, I'm not saying I don't like transgenders or anything like that. It's just, I feel like I have more of a distaste for it, honestly, because of the Caitlyn Jenner thing. I think she's kind of made a mockery with all, like, I don't know. Like, I understand, like, you know, the brave,
the courage. I don't
think
it's so much a mockery.
No, but it's, like, just the way, the whole Kardashian background, because it just doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I don't know. I just don't. Like, when
it feels
when
like
Cher's, when Cher's daughter, Chastity Bono, transitioned to become Chaz Bono, like, I was okay with that, and I heard stories about that, and I was okay with that. Like, she wasn't really making it, like, a big, like, I understand, like, you know, it's not a big topic of discussion.
And that's different.
Like,
that's different from the transgender aggression.
It just
thing,
seems like a
I do
circus
feel.
She's, like, running, Caitlyn Jenner. As opposed to, like, when Chaz did it, like, it was, okay, you did it. We're happy for you. She got her praise and everything. That's cool. I'm happy. But, like, this just seems like a media circus. And, like, that's what I'm, like, more against.
Because of it. Yeah, it does
and that's,
seem like
that's
that.
And that's why I think even a lot of people, like, have, like, that weirdness around it is because of the media circus. I think that's the underlying factor.
I think it does hurt it.
It does. I mean, for me, it does.
I feel like I would feel that maybe some transgender people would feel that they don't like the fact that Caitlyn Jenner is almost the face of that.
Yeah, because
yeah,
it just doesn't,
it, really
it, doesn't
it
doesn't seem like real to me. It just doesn't. Nothing what that family does.
No, it really doesn't. So do you like to wear Calvin Klein ever?
I have a cologne that I'm a big fan of, Calvin Klein. If you're trying to make a subtle transition to a news topic that I'm well aware of, then kudos to you, but yes, you're going to bring up.
Me.
Yes, red-handed.
You caught me.
Anyway, so the ad basically is the one you're referring to, hopefully, is the one where basically shows a model and, like, from the angle of the camera shot, it's an upskirt.
Yeah, it's an upskirt.
It looks like a cell phone upskirt of a girl, you know, with their underwear showing, and that's basically gotten a lot of criticism over the last 24 hours and stuff, so.
I feel people might be overreacting just a little.
I mean, I understand
just
a
little
creepiness.
It's controversial, but at the same time, like, this model, she wasn't forced to take that image. She consented to that image.
But
maybe she's proud of that thing, and now everyone's criticizing it.
I mean, you're
like,
proud of your
bacon
flaps? You know, spread them all to the world. I mean, you know.
I mean, some people would be.
I mean, I like some bacon flaps. Nibble.
Bacon flaps.
But, you know,
she had underwear on.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so like, you gotta understand too. Like, and maybe from my point of view, little girls are gonna be seeing these ads. You know, and like, there's so much crap like these like pop stars and stuff
that
already are sexually so charged that these little girls and like even little boys and everything like that see and like this is really taken to another level. I mean, this is going to get like a whole new breed of creepiness in these kids and stuff. They see this.
That's a fair point.
That's where I see that leading towards. It's going to be like, oh well, I can do that to a girl. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that type of...
And it is Calvin Klein. It's not like...
It's a big ad. You're going to see
it's
that all...
It's not Penthouse.
Yeah. You're going to see these ads in magazines. You're going to see these ads in, like, you know, bus stops and stuff or in big cities and stuff. It's going to be available. Maybe not for that much longer, though, because of the criticisms.
Yeah, that is a very good point that it's just not... It's to be around in ads and just normal advertising.
Yeah, I mean, it's like media and stuff is so sexually charged right now as it is. Like, that's just a whole other step in that direction that doesn't need to be taken.
I understand that. Well, media, you know, they like to report on, you know, some of the most important aspects of a celebrity, their relationship.
Yes. Yes. And how long they last or don't last.
So, Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne split.
Yeah, I heard about this. Apparently, Ozzy had an affair with his stylist, who was, like, almost 30 years younger than him.
Yeah, I mean...
But, I mean, again, like, I heard the story, and I was like, all right, Sharon, like, Ozzy cheated. Like, had this not been an issue before? Yeah. Like, was this was, like, living together for, like, 50 years? And, like,
was
this
the
last one? Was this the last one? I really just, I'm done.
This is the 18th affair.
Is that your Sharon?
I tried.
Break that out again, man. Don't be afraid.
I shared my muscle.
What was that? Like, come on.
What was your Brad Garrett earlier?
Hey, Raymond. It's a good Brad Garrett.
We're not known for our impressions.
Look, right? I am. And I'm telling you right now, that Brad Garrett's fucking spot on. I will do a little plug for Dana Carvey's new show. Was it Impressionists on USA Network? Was it?
Is it Impressionists? We saw it.
Well, sorry, Dana, if you're listening, which you're probably not. But it's a good show, but I would want to compete on there and maybe, you know, break out.
Hey,
no, you'd lose. You'd get eliminated in the first round.
It's Brad Garrett, better known as Raymond's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
What is that?
It's Brad fucking Garrett.
I don't hear it at all.
Clean your ears out, brother.
Well, yeah, you know, Sharon Ozzy.
Yeah. There's some other ones, too, recently.
Tyga.
Again, today. A lot of news today. Tyga and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah. They split.
Yeah.
Fox split with Grandfathered and The Grinder.
Oh, ABC split with The Muppets and Castle.
Yeah.
Castle was an eight-year relationship. I mean, God.
What was Muppets? Was that one?
One too many, honestly, yeah.
Same with Grandfathered in the Grind.
And then I like how they try to do this thing where they split up the seasons and, like, they'll bring it back, you know? And,
yeah.
Like, try to get some more buzz around it. Like, it doesn't work. Like, nobody's going to like the show.
I mean, Grandfathered was
like,
doomed
you don't,
as soon
you don't,
as Josh Peck was
you don't like the show in the fall. You're not going to like it in the spring. You know what I'm saying? Like, get off your fucking high horse.
Like, okay, when you know you have a proven commodity, like, Breaking Bad started to do it later on.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, the first season was, like, the writer's strike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they got...
No, and even season two and three, like, it actually wasn't until season five they split it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'll go to Breaking Bad real quick, though. Just a little quick sub thing. What's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode has to be either...
The Fly?
Actually, I know my favorite episode. It's the showdown in season four between Gus and Breaking Bad.
Mine's the one where Gus goes to visit Hector Salamanca.
Oh, the wheelchair bell.
Yeah,
guy.
When he's like, remember when Walt has that spoiler plan?
The bell?
Yeah, remember the plan and, like, you know, he, spoiler alert, Hector has the bombs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that scene. He's like Hector! How you doing? And like a really heavily Spanish voice, just
ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, and then boom.
I remember he was really rude to him too.
He's like, you smell of shit, Hector. You are a DEA rat.
Rat. Like this guy, like, what was his health issue? I don't even know. I just know he was wheelchair bound and
he was a mute. Apparently, he
so this like, look, I love the show Breaking Bad. Fantastic.
There could be. I mean, honestly, I feel like the spinoff of Hector. Like, would have been a better...
Had some potential.
Better Call Hector, you know? No, Better Ding Hector.
Better Ding. But think about it. This, when you really think about the context of it, this very successful drug dealer in Gustavo Fring, he is a drug kingpin.
Yes. Also a fast food...
Also manages a fast food chain.
Fast food empire.
Takes time out of his days quite frequently to go to a retirement home just to visit a guy from the past. And be like, you are a DEA rat.
You smell of shit, Hector.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
You are vermin.
You are a rat.
It's ridiculous. Like.
Okay, sorry, we got a whole topic.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Continue.
We can do that sometimes.
Yeah, so breakups. TV breakups.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of shows are getting canceled.
Well, it's about that time. We're going into the summer, fall.
Well, I feel like there's a gap in television quality. You either have like episodic television shows.
Okay, going off on a tangent here. Speaking of gaps, your thoughts on Michael Strahan leaving Live with Kelly and Michael for Good Morning America, and like Kelly kind of, you know, getting butthurt about it and like not appearing on the show for a couple days and that whole animosity.
I mean, never really.
Just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I just don't give a shit.
Fuck me, right?
Why is the media reporting?
Okay, go ahead, continue.
Where were we?
We're doing the TV breakups.
Oh, okay.
That's why I kind of was like doing a slug like topic.
Oh, okay. TV breakups.
Yeah,
it was nice. That was I should have caught on to that.
Yeah,
I apologize.
But you know, you're an ignorant bastard. So you don't like Civil War and you like Batman vs Superman. So like we can only.
How can you criticize Lex Luthor?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
That's not the same film.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
No, Lupita Nyong'o. She's playing that African in the new Disney movie. With the chess, with David Oluwalo.
Oluwalo?
I think it's Oluwalo, honestly.
It is?
Oluwalo.
He's a good actor, though.
No, yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, that's what's. I like Maz Kanata. Maz Kanata, like the samurai.
No, Maz Kanata.
Because no, it's a katana because lightsabers are based on the old Japanese katanas. Maz Kanata.
Look at
She had Luke's lightsaber for a reason because she's a katana collector.
She was a ripoff of Yoda.
She was, go ahead.
Well, U.S. immigration deportation. Things are heating up. Have you heard about that?
I know they are reportedly doing something that they're going to actually, like, be more on top of it, to actually do some more, you know.
Yeah, they're going to send mothers and children back from countries that they've overstayed their welcome.
Bravo.
Clapping?
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I...
Imagine if you were them. Like, imagine if
but
you
I'm
were
not.
Them.
I'm a citizen.
Okay, so, you know, fuck the rest of the world. Like, they don't matter.
I don't go to Mexico illegally, do I?
Touche.
I'm just saying, I totally am okay with, you know, living
your passport.
But yeah, do it the right way. That's all I'm asking. Do it the right way.
I can agree with that.
That's it. Honestly, I don't hate Mexicans or anything.
Yeah.
I just do it the right way. I mean, you can do it the right way.
Well, if the latest rumors are true, and if Hillary Clinton were to win, her VP would probably be fighting against that.
And just because, like, she's up a little bit over Sanders, like, she has to make these, like, bold statements.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Glare intensifies. But basically, like, she's so conniving, like, oh.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she made a
statement. Again, I am a registered Democrat, okay? So,
she
a Democrat hater.
I'm with her.
I just don't like the Democrats. Like, Bernie's all talk. He's not going to get anything done, what he says. I mean, look what Obama did. Nothing really.
So Hillary Clinton made a statement that implied that Bernie Sanders, if Hillary Clinton were to win the Democratic primary, that Bernie Sanders would work 7 days a week to make sure Donald Trump would not win the presidency. And Hillary Clinton talked about unifying the parties.
Unify this, honestly.
Meaning, you know,
pointed to my penis.
Her and Bernie Sanders. Sanders could be your running mate. That would be a smart
Bernie wouldn't win. Do
it's
it.
It's a good tactic.
Bernie's not going to do it. Right.
It's a very good tactic.
It's a good tactic, but that's what I'm saying. That's why she's so conniving. I just don't like her.
They would win. She's too conniving. They would win, Benghazi. Man. It would be smart.
Benghazi.
Oh, I'm so over Benghazi. I saw the Michael Bay film, 13 Hours, and it just...
The emails.
It was
The emails.
It was Come on.
Donald Trump. Honestly, he has his vice president.
Who is his vice president?
His toupee.
I can't believe I fell for that. I thought there was a... I thought maybe there was a rumor.
Come on, Lee! You gotta be better, man. You gotta recognize when a joke is among you, man. Like, you gotta... Come on, man. All right. I'm kinda shoehorning the Chris Tucker impression in here. Whack-a-chick-a-coo!
Go ahead.
All right. Wendy's is going to have self-serve kiosks.
So basically kind of copying the McDonald's route.
Yeah.
It's probably because of the minimum wage hikes.
Yeah, a lot of companies are complaining now that minimum wage is getting too high and
but
they can't afford it.
And honestly, like, I feel bad for the workers, but these kiosks, you can do a little more of a customizable setup, right?
Yeah, you can. See, you can customize your order.
Honestly, me talking to these... I know I gotta tone back the racism. Foreign, I guess, is the best word.
What?
These foreign workers, like...
Foreign?
From, like...
I don't...
From Puerto Rico and stuff. Like, you sit there and be like, hey, I want no mayo. I want no mayo on the burger.
That is a U.S. territory.
I get mayo on the burger. And, like, I don't understand, like, what language I need to speak for them to get no mayo on
right.
the burger. So I feel like with these kiosks, maybe they can read properly, like, when the little receipts pop up. Be like, oh, no mayo. Oh, no mayo. Okay, no mayo. No mayo. No mayo. No mayo. So I just feel like maybe they'll understand it better than me actually, like, I can, like, speak it to them. But they don't understand.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Have you ever gone to a Burger King and asked for no mayo on a burger?
Any.
Have it your way.
Any
have it your way. Have it my way. I would have an English-speaking worker taking my order and not getting my order messed up.
Oh, my God. I don't agree with this.
I'm just saying. Have you gone to a Burger King recently?
I mean, I don't really eat Burger King.
I'm just saying, Burger King is the symbol of every fast food.
I've never noticed. I've dealt with white people that take terrible orders.
But, I mean, the ones in my area are more predominantly Hispanic. And I'm not a Hispanic hater. Okay? I'm not.
Man.
This is not a racially charged.
This is what led to a six-month break.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like, it's... I would like the kiosk because it would be... a better option of making my order correct, hopefully.
Well, you know, that statement is much more accepted than your something about Puerto Ricans and...
I didn't... Okay,
and,
all
and
I said
this,
was...
I told you before, that is a United States territory.
That doesn't take
foreign.
Away the fact that they're Puerto Rican.
It's not foreign, but you're
it's foreign to
foreign.
Me!
But
I've never
God.
Been to Puerto Rico. It's foreign to me.
You live in Orlando. It's a melting pot. How's it still foreign to you?
And I'm racially charged. Look at this. He calls Orlando a melting pot.
That's a general
term
used for cities.
You're fucking disgusting.
That is a general term
you're
used for cities that have multiple
honestly,
cultures and races.
You gotta look at yourself in the mirror
no,
once in a
that
while.
That is a
but.
General term. Do you not know lingo?
Lingo, the game show, network show.
Oh, yeah, but...
And we've lost all our listeners in one turn. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Let's just scrap this.
So we're moving on from Wendy's.
All I'm saying is, predominantly Hispanic workers are at the fast food chains around me. I have a tough time getting my order correct because I feel like they just don't understand what I'm saying.
It's life. Move to a different area.
I can't because I can't have a better paying job because of the people who are like, obviously, these fast food places employ. There are cheaper rates, and it's like, you know, I can't compete on a $6.50 under minimum wage salary. Like, that's where they got my balls in a vice.
You know what bothers me is, like, these companies that, the CEO will have, like, $35 million and be like, oh, minimum wage.
Yeah, well,
we gotta cut the worker. Like, oh, you know what? Let me do the right thing, and let me drop from $35 to $30 million just so that the people who work for me can,
well, come on,
you know, earn a decent wage.
But how is somebody going to live on $30 million as opposed to $35 million? Come on, dude. You got to be more reasonable than that.
Minimum wage. God.
No, but I am joking about the whole fast food thing. Though, I will say fast food workers need to get their game up because not only Hispanic workers, but white people as well. And the blacks. Don't think the blacks are...
And Asians. Native Americans.
They're all bad because every time I go to these fast food restaurants, my orders are incorrect.
Have you ever seen a Native American... at a fast food
restaurant. I'm sure you have to have a reservation. Come on.
All right. So, man, that about wraps it up for tonight.
I suppose, cutting us off after the racial tirade of one of Harry Montalvo.
Of what?
I mean, you kind of, you know, called Orlando melting pot.
That's a general term.
Yeah, general term. That was another general term for black people back in the day.
Why are you singling out that? Like, what are you
saying?
I'm
just saying melting pot. I just thought.
That is a term. All right. Well, anyways, I'm Harry Montalvo.
And from the melting pot that is Orlando, I'm Nick Oshelek. Stick around. We'll have some more podcasts coming to you. I'm Artemis Dingle at Twitter. I don't know.
And I'll be making a Twitter soon to have available for the listeners.
Nancy Reagan, though?
Nancy Reagan.
Fucking Nancy Reagan.